What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I am honestly shocked that I've been able to put out over 350 videos on the topic of women being taken offline. Honestly, I'm shocked. But hey, I'm gonna keep this train going as long as there is female fuckery that women are allowed to get away with. There's always going to be men who decide to take matters into their own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 16th of January. Los Gatos man charged with strangling his wife, dumping her body in Santa Cruz Mountains. Wow. Just wow. I wonder if that woman, as she was being taken offline, was thinking about the music group The Corrs, because she sure got left breathless. I know I ain't shit. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man has been jailed and charged with the termination after he apparently confessed to strangling his wife with a rope and dumping her body in the Santa Cruz Mountains, according to authorities and court documents. John Maxi Yeager, 56, has been charged with one count of termination and one count of felony false imprisonment in the connection of the deletion of 40-year-old Ying Ying, quote-unquote, Dawn Yu, according to police and a criminal complaint filed Tuesday, one day shy of Yeager's 57th birthday. Well. Gentlemen, something that I've noticed an uptick in, Americanized linglings being taken offline. Gentlemen, just another reason why, if you're gonna go foreign, stay foreign. You do not want your foreign woman to become Americanized, the very thing you were trying to escape from in the first place. Yeager was being held without bail in the Santa Cruz County main jail and was arraigned Tuesday afternoon. During the brief arraignment in a San Jose courtroom, Yeager was appointed legal counsel from the County Public Defender's Office. Judge Audra Ibarra ordered that Yeager be held without bail at least until his next court hearing scheduled for March 15th. Ibarra also approved no contact protective orders for four minors based on the court discussion. They are presumably the children of Yeager and the victim. A fifth unnamed person was also granted a protective order from Yeager. Yeager's only words in court were in response to Ibarra asking if he understood the conditions of the protective orders. Quote unquote, yes, I do. According to a probable cause affidavit from Los Gatos Monte Serrano Police, the victim was reported missing January 8th by a coworker who had not heard from her or seen her come to work in the new year. The co-worker told police that her husband, Yeager, quote unquote, had provided an unusual explanation for her absence, but that reason was not included in court documents filed this week. A missing persons investigation was launched, and officers obtained home security video from a neighbor of the couple's Hirshner Court home, the affidavit states. Police added in a news release Tuesday that the investigation turned up evidence of a domestic violation altercation on December 31st. In footage from about 9:35 p.m. that night, the victim could be seen running out of her home and yelling for help, with Yeager chasing and catching up to her, according to police. The two went out of view of the neighbor's security camera and reappeared with the victim walking away from Yeager, who then grabbed her by her shoulders. The affidavit states that the video showed Yeager physically guiding her back to their home, with the victim repeatedly asking Yeager if he was going to, quote unquote, take me back so you can beat me to death. Yeager is later seen physically blocking the victim's path to a parked car, followed by people going back inside. Jail records show that Yeager was arrested and booked into jail on January 11th in connection with the suspected domestic violation encounter shown in the video footage. 2 days later, the affidavit states that during a police interview, Yeager, quote unquote, admitted to strangling his wife to deletion with a rope on the night of December 31st, then disposing of her body in the Santa Cruz Mountains. On Saturday, authorities went to a remote area off Summit Road, which is where investigators determined Yeager had gone earlier this year. There, they found human remains, quote unquote, believed to be that of Dawn Yu. Those remains were placed in the custody of the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner / Coroner's Office the next day. Well, well, well. What have we here? Another situation of you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Yep. But like I said, gentlemen, if you're going to go foreign, stay foreign. Because once you bring a foreign woman over here and she gets acclimated, she gets infected with the American, or should I say the Western virus, yeah, that's pretty much, she's done. Just saying. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, strangulation, yeah. The rope of righteousness. I got to give this a 25. Psychological impact. I got to give this a 25 as well. And for the brutality factor. Come on now. His face was the last thing she saw before it all faded to black. I got to give this a 20. So John, Mad Maxi Yeager gets a score of 80. What do you think that altercation could have been about? He's 56. She's 40. Age gap relationship. Age gap relationship with a Ling Ling. Yeah. Hey, this is all pure speculation on my part. However, in my humble opinion, Mr. Yeager found out something about the deceased that sent him over the edge. Mm-hmm. What that could be, we don't know. Maybe he'll talk, maybe he won't. But, like I said previously, I've noticed an uptick of Americanized Ling Lings being taken offline. Like the other one, that guy that was the son of that Hollywood producer, what he ended up doing, the only reason why I didn't cover that one, because there was not a solid method of execution. But hey, just saying, I've even got another article of another Americanized Ling Ling who got taken out. But hey, ladies, you need to understand this. Men, especially in today's environment, are ready to snap. The last thing you want to do is put yourself on that path. Give that man a reason not to trust you. But hey, we live in a system that consistently tells women that they're warrior princesses and they're queens and they're goddesses and they're completely infallible until reality comes. And sometimes that reality comes in the form of a good old-fashioned ass whooping. However, that reality can come in the form of a mask. Mm-hmm. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think his motivation was for him putting on the mask? Leave it in the comment section. And for you women out there, particularly you Americanized Ling Lings, you need to understand this and you need to get this through your tiny pea brains quickly. The power you think you have by living in the West, trust and believe, it's going out for Western women. Don't think it won't go out for you as well. And feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, that will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, just because you think you have the American mentality, you think you have the American quote unquote protections, believe you me, you're going to find out that you're going to get the American consequences when you drive that man in your life beyond his line. And he decides, you know what? I'd rather be in jail, but I'm going to put you in the grave. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.